If you wanted to destroy a city's housing, short of bombing, probably the best way to do it is rent control.
Rent control is as New York as Times Square.
She pays less than a studio. How's that possible?
She's lived here over 40 years. Rent control is a beautiful thing.
Celebrities like Mia Farrow, Cyndi Lauper, Ed Koch, and Charlie Rangel have benefited from either rent control or rent stabilization, two sets of laws that keep half of New York City's rents artificially low.
It's not a cliche to say it's a textbook example of bad economic policy. Results that were exactly opposite of the intended. It was not supplying houses to low-income people. It was lowering the supply of houses. It was lowering the quality of houses.
Cato legal associate Trevor Burris wrote a brief on Harmon v. Kimmel, a new case that could actually bring an end to rent control.
Well, the Harmon case is challenging rent control in New York City. Mr. Harmon, he is both the lawyer and the plaintiff in this case. He owns a building on the Upper West Side, which has been occupied for a combined total of 90 years by tenants and subsequent tenants at a rate 59% below the market value. He petitioned the Supreme Court to hear the case. They saw enough merit in the arguments that they wanted to hear the other side of the argument. And so that's where the case stands right now. Maybe not on the cusp of the Supreme Court, but far closer than many people would have guessed it could have got. There is a takings clause in the U.S. Constitution in the Fifth Amendment that prohibits the taking of property for either public use and with just compensation. If we can get the court to see that, we could possibly overturn rent control.
Rent control has been doing damage to New York since the 1940s.
One thing most people are agreed on is that rent control is a good thing.
No justification can exist for this law anymore. It doesn't meet their own standards of why they passed the law.
Unfortunately, it has a powerful interest group, the more than a million New Yorkers with artificially cheap rents.
It's a perfect example of what economists like to call concentrated benefits and dispersed costs, because the benefits accrue very specifically to a specific group of people who will vote and fight to keep those benefits. The costs, they build up over time. They're hard to point to. It's hard to give a good what if this didn't happen story. Would this apartment building still be standing because the landlord had enough money from rents? The legislator doesn't seem to be totally listening because they renew this all the time. But maybe the courts can listen to this. Maybe they will be listening.